number 14 this morning. In verse number 13, we're going to look at when we stumble and fall. When we stumble and fall. You get to that place, you get to stumbling, and if you ain't careful, you'll fall. Friends, this morning I want you to know there's nothing wrong with stumbling and there's nothing wrong with falling if you handle it the right way. This morning, if you stumble and fell in this place, I wouldn't laugh at you. Physically, I wouldn't laugh at you if you stumble and fail. So spiritually, I shouldn't laugh at somebody if they stumble and fall. So this morning, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 13, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. If you're saved, say amen. If you're proud of it, say amen. If you ain't going to hell, give a hallelujah this morning. Whoa, glory to God. The Bible says, well, I'm telling you what, I ain't going to hell. Well, I jump over this morning. He said, glory to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. Hallelujah. You ain't my judge. Get off my back. Some of y'all need to tell Satan that this morning. Hey, you ain't my judge. Get off my back. You ain't paid nothing. You can't ride. Get off me. You ain't died for me. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitable, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hallelujah. Amen. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Ain't what you're wearing. For the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Father, I love you and I thank you this morning. I thank you that the Spirit of God is alive and well this morning. Father, this morning the saved that brought you to church with us, Father. We brought the Holy Ghost with us this morning, Father. We didn't leave him at home, Father. We didn't leave him at the juke joint last night, Father. Lord God, he lives in us, and I thank you for that. Lord, I pray this morning for the one that is stumbling right now. Maybe they've not failed yet, but they know they're stumbling, and they know if they don't get a hold of things that they're going to fall. Hey, but maybe they're one this morning, Father, that's already stumbled, and they already failed, and they don't know what to do. I got good news this morning, Father, in the Word. You remind me, Father, that the failure's not final with you. Father God, falling's not final. Lord God, you pick us up when we fall. You clean us up when we fall. You set us up on the higher ground. Lord God, this morning, whoever's in a valley, Lord, I pray they leave on the mountaintop. Lord, I pray you get them out of the valley. Lord, I pray you bring them up to where you're at this morning. Lord God, I pray this morning, Father, that you'd bless this reading of your Word. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the shed blood on Calvary. Lord God, I just can't get over it. I don't never want to. Lord God, I don't want to get over the bloodline. Lord, that's what Satan can't come against. That's my defense this morning. I plead it in the blood of Jesus. Satan's got to flee because he can't come against you, Father. Lord God, he can't come against that bloodline. Lord God, I plead that bloodline on this whole congregation. Lord, we rub the blood, Father God, on our families, and we speak the blood on our families, on our children, on our marriages, Father God, on this church and every member of it. Lord God, to the lost communities that we live in, we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning you guard these words for the next few moments. And I pray for that brother or sister this morning that's stumbling. They're not where they need to be, and they're stumbling. Lord, I pray realize that and they don't fall. But I pray this morning they've already failed. They get an old-timey altar and they do business. Because you're still the old-timey God. Lord, you're not a new God. You're not something new just come on the scene. You are the beginning and you are the end. Lord, this morning, have your will and way in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' holy, precious, sweet name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, when we stumble and fall, The Bible says that we should not put a stumbling block in our brother's way. Here when we come, we know they're talking about meat and drink and what they was eating and drinking, putting that stumbling block in the brother's way. But I want to say this morning, because it could cause that brother to stumble and fall. When you look in the Word of God, the Bible is full of men and women that stumble and fail. Hey, but I don't have to go to the Bible to see men and women that fail. I can look inside this place this morning, and I can look around this room, and it wouldn't take us long. And hey, and when you're looking at me this morning, you'll see a man that all the way through my life, I've stumbled and I fell along this life called Christianity. It ain't always been standing the way I should, and I've stumbled and I fell. But I thank God this morning that I'm not built upon me, but I'm built upon the rock. I'm built upon Jesus Christ this morning, who does not fall, who does not waver, who keeps His promises to the fifth generation. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning I want to look at this morning as what all takes place when a person stumbles and falls. I didn't get her permission this morning, but I'm going to use her. Hey, if you're around me and you give me a life application, I'm going to use it. Can I get an amen? That's part of being in my family as a brother or sister or loved one. We had the baby at the hospital on a Saturday night, and my sister Chasta come and she come and seen the little feller, and man, we was tickled to death. And this has inspired this message. And as we got down there, they was taking pictures, and I was giving them the thumbs up, said, hey, I'm going to come down and talk to y'all before y'all leave. And when I got down where they was at, I hugged my sister Amanda, and I hugged Chasta, and McKenzie, I hugged her, and Austin. He ain't in the family yet, but I'm sure he's coming in the family. Amen. Hey, just thank God he's a good one. Can I get a witness? Man, I had him all hugged up, and I was loving on him. And you know how you are when you're emotional. You love everybody. Huh? Hey, you get wrapped up in Jesus, you'll just love everybody. You'll forget that you got an enemy and you got a fault, or you got any of that. You just love everybody. And I was standing there, I went to find Mama. Mama was over there in the car. They said, you better go hug your Mama. And as I got going over there to hug Mama, I turned around and looked, and I heard something. And Chasta got to stumbling. And man, she just doing this number here, and she face planted right on that concrete. And when she hit, we didn't laugh. We didn't do nothing. I thought, she's way older than I am, and she must be hurt. I took over there to where she is at, man, and we all got around her. I told McKenzie, I said, you're the doctor, well, nurse, whatever you are, we treat them like doctors. I said, do you think she's okay? And she ain't saying nothing. She's face planted on the ground. I'm like, sis, you got to get up. You can't always lay there. You can't stay on this concrete. You're going to have to get up. People's going to want to walk by. You can't live here. Hey, I got good news this morning. If you're a child of God, you can't always lay down. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to walk. You can't always lay down. You've got to get up and let God use you. Well, we got there to that point, and I tell you what, we got her up. She didn't know where she was at. She stumbled around a little bit. We said, you okay? Nobody's laughed at this point. She said, yeah, just let me get in the car. We didn't put her in the driver's seat. Can I say to you this morning, when you've had a stumbling fall, don't look to get right back in the driver's seat. Now let's talk for a minute. When you've had a stumble and you've had a fall, don't look to get right back in the driver's seat. You get under somebody's subjection and let them help you. Can I say this morning, you get under the subjection of the Holy Ghost and let Him help you. We got her in the back seat of the car, and evidently she done good. Mama Polly bought her lunch, and she was good to go from that point. And I tell you what, as we got there, I got thinking about this when I read this, and it said, do not put a stumbling block of occasion in your brother's way. I thought, number one, when I read that there was a hindrance that was in her way. I don't know what made her fall. I don't know what made her stumble. But before she ever hit the ground, she started stumbling. I say to you spiritually this morning, before anybody spiritually has ever hit the ground, they started stumbling sometime in their life. They started wavering. They started giving in. And it wasn't long they let sin come back in where it didn't need to be. It started in the mind, and wasn't long it got planted in the heart. This morning there's hindrances along life's way. I got good news this morning though. If you've been hindered and you fail and you're not doing what God's called you to do, there's hope and there's peace and there's rest in Jesus' name. The greatest fall that's ever been in the Bible, in the world, is when Adam fell. Hey, can I give you this morning? When he failed and he sinned, when Adam sinned, that was the greatest fall that has ever been. Friends, this morning I want you to know, when he fell, did God come looking for him? Can I say to you this morning, if you're a child of God, he's not going to leave you falling. He's going to come looking for you. And you know what the Bible says? It said that Adam hid himself. This morning, if you're stumbling and you're falling, don't you hide yourself from God. He's looking for you. He's calling for you. He's wanting you right where you need to be. But you know what it said? That Adam heard him call. This morning, I got a question. Do you hear the Spirit of God? He knows that you're weak. He knows that you're stumbling. overcome with. He knows that you're falling, and he don't want you to stay there. He don't want you to stay in that place. You hear that call. Get away from it. Don't do that. Don't go that way. And we get to that place with them hindrances in our life. We let them bother us because we do not hear God's call. Oh, he said he heard it. Adam stumbled and fell. He said he heard it, but did he hit himself? Why did he hide himself? Because he was naked. You know why he hit himself? The greatest fall. You know why there's a hindrance in his life? Because he became naked. His fall opened up things in his life. This morning, if you're stumbling and falling, it'll open up things in your life. You know what he said? He said, I took some fig leaves and sewed them together. Fig leaves wouldn't work. You know why? Never will work. When they took the fig leaves off the tree, you know what happened to the tree? The tree started dying. The leaves started dying. You go out there and get you a tree that's alive and take it away from the roots. You know what it'll do? It'll die. It'll wither. And it'll go away. I got good news this morning. When God come to him, he didn't let him stay with a fig leaf. Woo! Glory to God. He said, there's going to have to be a sacrifice. There's going to be blood put. This morning, I want you to know this. That sin entered through Adam. And hey, there's a hindrance in his life, and he failed. Let me show you this in the Bible this morning, if you'll look with me. In Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 12, what the Bible says this morning, we're talking about hindrances that are in the way. That hindrance is this. It'll cause a person to stumble, or it'll cause them to fall. It is a misstep in their life. You say, preacher, I'm doing pretty good. I've been living the way I want to. I've been living in sin. I know the Bible says this is wrong, but I'm living in it anyway. Can I say to you this morning, there's a payday coming. There's a payday someday. You won't live out. You won't get over it. You'll have to get under it. You have to get under that blood. He says this morning in Romans 5:12, the Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. He said that curse, that hindrance, that fall with Adam has come upon every one of us. This morning I got good news. You say, preacher, I've been saved 30 years. I've never stumbled and I never fall. Oh my, we're going against the word of God there if you think that. Proverbs chapter number 24 and verse number 16. Folks, this morning, listen. When you don't think that you've ever stumbled or you ever fall, you're probably flat on your face right now. If you, listen to me. If you say, well, I've never, my family's never, we don't have that in my family, you're probably flat on your face right now. God has shown me this in the book. You're probably flat on your face right now, and you don't even know it. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth 7 times. Oh, glory to God. Can I get a witness this morning, man? I don't know if it's been 7, but it's been a pretty good many. Amen. Probably 14, 21. It says, for a just man falleth 7 times and rises up again. That's the only difference. That just man, he's going to get back up. Even though he falls, he's not going to stay there. For a just man falleth 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. He says this morning, when we stumble and we fall. I'd ask you a question this morning spiritually. Are you stumbling and falling? He says, number one, there's a hindrance that's in the way when we stumble and we fall. I'm going to slow down right here and just give you this. The second thing, not only there's a hindrance in the way, but when somebody stumbles and falls, there's hurt that's in the way when one falls. Sis, did that hurt when you stumbled and fell? Did it hurt bad? Yes. Did you feel it for several days or was it over with instantly? Still feels it. Glory to God. Man, that wouldn't preach. She still feels it 13 days later. Still feeling that pain. All right, let me stop right there. When one stumbles and falls, not only there's a hindrance in their way that makes them stumble and fall, but there's a hurt that comes with the stumble and the fall. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Are you hurting this morning? I'm not talking physical, I'm talking about spiritual. Are you hurting this morning? As I read this text, I understand he says this in verse number 14, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus. The only way you're going to get that hurt and spiritual out of your life is by the Lord Jesus. If you're stumbling and falling, the only way you're going to get back up is by the Lord Jesus. I wrote this down, I'll share it with you. When the hindrance is in the way and I've stumbled and I fell, there's a hurt that gets in the way when one falls, a hurt. Embarrassed to fall. One, when they fail, they're embarrassed when they fall. But it may not have hurt them that bad, but they're embarrassed. If you just fall down physically, you're embarrassed because you fail. And when you fall, I want you to get this, there's pain in falling. The fall is not fun. The fall is not free. And when you fall and you stumble, you'll always pay for that fall that's in your life. You always will pay for that fall that's in your life. Physically, the pain, as you pay it with the pain. Spiritually, you pay it with pain. He said there's a hindrance in the way, but there's a hurt that gets in the way. It's embarrassing to fall. Let me give you this. When a man or woman, a child of God, and here this is talking about the child of God. When a man or woman, a child of God this morning, man, woman, boy, or girl, when they fall, a hindrance is in their way, and they're not where they used to be, and it hurts them when they fall. When they fall into adultery, that hurts a man and woman of God. When they fall into drugs as a child of God, that hurts a man or woman of God. When they fall into alcoholism, that hurts a man or woman of God. What does it hurt, preacher? It hurts your reputation. It hurts your character and who you are. Pregnant out of wedlock hurts a man or woman, a child of God. When a child of God ends up in the county jail, it's embarrassing. The fall is, and it hurts. When two individuals are shacked up, it hurts that countenance on them. It hurts that glow that is about them. It hurts that. Why? Because it hurts the heart of God. Friends, this morning the Bible says this hurts the when a man stumbles and he falls. Well, the person that used to say, I won't never do that. I'd never go down that road. And they find themselves on that road, even though they are a child of God. What do I do, preacher? What do I do, preacher? What do I do? I got good news. You turn around. You turn around. Don't keep going the same way. Turn around and get going to where God is. You see, when you stumble and you fall and there's a hindrance and you get hurt and you start going down the wrong way and the wrong path and you're going the wrong way, and you're a child of God, and you say, I don't know what else to do. I just got to keep going this way. No, you don't have to keep going that way. That's why the Bible calls it repentance. You know what repentance is? When you get on your knees before an almighty God. This week, I was wondering in my own life, how many times I've been on my knees before God. When I get to that place and I'm hurt, and I know the actions I've been doing, the attitude that I have, and what I've been eating on has led me down the wrong path. What do I do about it? I have to turn around. I have to turn around. This morning, Brother Jerry Gabby said in Sunday school, the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to him. If you got a pen, write this down. This is a prophetic word. Not pathetic. Prophetic. He said, when he got saved, if it ain't right, he'll tell you. He said, since I got saved, the Holy Spirit don't talk to me much. And I was listening. As pastor, he's my Sunday school teacher. He said, the Holy Spirit tackles me. He said, he tackles me. When I ain't doing right and I'm going the wrong way, you know what the Holy Ghost does? It tackles me. I said, that's exactly what he does to me, Brother Jerry. He tackles me. He tackles me. Why? Because he don't want me back down that road. He don't want me back down where them hindrances are, where the hurt is along that life. Folks, this morning, he's brought you out that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He said, do not put a stumbling block in a brother's way. They may stumble in a occasion of fall. And this morning I know it's talking about meat and drink, but I'm talking about a church this morning that the people that's members of this church, we ought to act like children of God. My daddy always told me something when I went out of the house. He said, don't forget your last name, son. And every time I drug it through the mud, you know what, sis? I got my two sisters up here. Well, I'm a blessed man. I got my wife and my son at home. Cried this morning because she wanted to come through. I'm a blessed man. I'm blessed. Got my two sisters, my mama, and my little niece sitting there, and my daughter sitting here in church. Is my two sisters perfect? Well, Lord, no. I know so much on them. It's cute. I won't even get on Kenzie this morning. Is my mama perfect? May not be to y'all, but she is to me. She's close enough to perfect for me. But you listen to this preacher's morning. I'm trying to talk to you this morning in a way you understand. If you're stumbling, you're falling, It ain't my job to judge you. It's my job to tell you to get out of that stumble, get out of that fall, and get back to where God would have you to be. I told you that they ain't perfect, and I got enough on them to put them under. That goes both ways, son. That goes both ways. When I start looking down my nose on them, remember, they got a nose too, and they know what I've done. Not only when you stumble and fall, there's a hindrance. Not only when you stumble and fall, there is a hurt. But when you stumble and fall, there's a heaviness that comes on you. If you know somebody here today that stumbled and failed and they've done something you ain't like, pray for them. Don't talk about them. They got enough condemnation on them right now than to have you breathing down their neck. Is that okay to say in church? I don't know. I didn't get very much of amen, so I'm making sure that's still appropriate in church. I pastor. I'm not being cocky. I'm just being honest. I know the life I've lived. But I know it's been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He says not only does it hurt you, but it's heavy. And until you've come up under somebody and tote their load, don't judge that person. Till you've walked a mile in their shoes, don't judge that person. Till you've walked a mile where they walked. Because what they're carrying is heavy. And I know God takes that heaviness from us, but I tell you what, we need brothers and sisters that'll come up beside us and help tote that load every once in a while. When that load gets heavy, Galatians 6:1 said, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, you with your spiritual restore one. It means getting up beside them and hoping them along a little bit. We'll show you in the text the heaviness in verse number 15, the heaviness. He says there's a hindrance. Not only is there a hindrance, there's a hurt when we stumble and fall, and there's a heaviness that gets in the way when we stumble and fall. Look what he says in verse number 15, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat. That's that heaviness, be grieved with thy meat. You know, there's some people sitting out here today who may not never pray out loud because the person sits beside them can pray. You ever thought about it? It's just heaviness. It's so simple stuff, but it's just heaviness. It's just heaviness that comes upon us. Some people may have their life may get into shambles. Even though they're saved, they may go down a road that's just not. It just is what it is. Let me leave it right there. What are we supposed to do? Shun them and neglect them? No. Come up beside them and love them. What he says here, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitable, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. That hardness, that heaviness that's in a person, if we are destroying the falling brother, it'll just continue to put heaviness on him. If we're grieving that falling brother, it'll just continually put heaviness on him. But I want to give you this morning. We must encourage that person by uplifting that person. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:14, write this down. Proverbs 11:14, the Bible says, we must counsel the fallen. Where no counsel is, the people fall. This morning you say, preacher, I've not stumbled and fallen in a long time. Good. But I'm still supposed to give you counsel against the fall. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety in that multitude of counselors. I'll share with you the last point here, and we'll go to the house. When you stumble and fall, there's always a hindrance in the way. It always produces hurt. It always produces heaviness. But I see something else in the text. Thank God for the stumble and thank God for the fall. Listen to me, because there's always help if you'll just look. There's always help. We'd have never grabbed you by your arms and picked you up if you hadn't stumbled and fall, sis. We wouldn't have. But because she stumbled and fell, gave me an opportunity to be a help. You know what this church is? We're a help. We're a help to one another. The Bible says, let not then your good be evil spoken of in verse number 16. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And here's where we help. the one that has stumbled and fell. Here's where we help that one that has stumbled and fell. It's not meat and drink, but righteousness. And I wrote this down. Show righteousness to the individual that has failed. Not agreement. That's where the church is slacking right now. That's where children of God is slacking right now. We agree with them instead of showing them righteousness. You know what righteousness is? Showing them the right way. Living, showing, doing the right way. If an alcoholic had been clean for 2 years and he failed, would you go get him a beer? That's not, no. No. If a marriage is split up and it's trying to get back together, would you introduce that husband to another woman? No. Why, Lord, no. What would you do? You wouldn't agree with what's going on. You would help them in righteousness. You don't agree with what's going on with that individual, but you help them in righteousness. You help them with the Word of God. He said, and when you help them with righteousness, you'll help them with peace. The person knows that they've stumbled and failed. Show them the right way and let them have peace. Look what he says here in verse number 17. But righteousness and peace. You'll never have joy in the Holy Ghost until you get right with God and get you some peace. Let me just say that one more time. You'll never, ever have joy in the Holy Ghost until you get right with God and get you a hold of some peace. The Holy Ghost, man, I don't have joy sometimes. It ain't the Holy Ghost's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not Jesus' fault. It's my fault. My joy, the joy that I have is in Christ Jesus. And if I choose not to have joy, it's me, not him. He said, he prays that we have joy and full of joy. Okay? So here's my thing this morning. When you show somebody the right way, they stumble and they fail, you hope them up, you show them the right way, you show them peace, won't be long, they'll be able to joy in the Holy Ghost. Share this with you. Share this with you. When we stumble and fall, we must get up and learn from it. Must get up and learn from it. Don't close your Bibles yet. Stay with me right here. I heard a story a long time ago Billy Graham told. And Dr. Robert Jeffries told it this week. And when I heard it, I remembered it. Boom, man, it come right in. I said, that goes right my message. Right what God's gave me. Billy Graham had shared it. And Robert Jeffries, First Baptist Dallas pastor, shared it. He said there was this man. And this is so, man, this is so good. It goes right what we're talking about. He said there was this man. And he was pretty wealthy and had a real good family. It wasn't long and things started coming apart. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. Man, he started losing everything and he didn't understand why. He didn't understand what was going on in his life and he could not get a hold of what was going on. And he got to where he'd just stay in, stay away from church, stay away, stay in, stay away, stay in. And he was stumbling and he was falling as a child of God. And said he got to a point in his life, one day he got out and was going to walk down the street. And as he got walking down that street, he noticed some brick masons. They was laying brick on a building, rock on a building. And they had that thing scaffolded up and they had it rocked up and it was real beautiful, real rocked up and everything. And in the very top, there was a hole, a round hole left in the top. That hole was round right at the very top of the building. And he got to a brick mason, he said, why ain't you filled that in yet? He said, well, the piece ain't ready to go yet. He said, the piece ain't ready to go yet. He said, oh, no. He said, where's the piece? He said, the piece is right here. And he said, well, why do you got the piece down here? He said, well, I've got my trowel and I got my hammer and I'm knocking off what don't need to be there. So when I get up there, it'll fit. This morning, I know the times I stumble and fall, it's preparing me that I'll fit when I get up there. You say, preacher, you shouldn't say that because you don't know what I've been through. There's not nothing you went through in your life. Get this. Not one thing, good or bad. You can't take good and not take bad with it. There's not one thing that's happened in your life that's not went through the hand of God. Not one thing. Not one doctor's report. Not one kid that's went wayward. Not one thing. Not one time you've been locked up. Not one time that you went down the wrong path. Not one thing that you've done that's not went through the hand of God. And this morning, as a child of God, I got to remind myself, if it's went through His hand, which it has, all it's doing is preparing me so I'll fit up there. This morning, if you're stumbling and falling, you don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way in a continuing stumbling, falling. And this morning, His name is Jesus. If you're lost this morning, never been born again, you can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's got to be more to it than that. Nobody's in heaven that did it any other way. There ain't. It's the only way. And this morning, if you've got a hindrance in your life this morning, you know what it is. And you're hurt. You come in this morning, you're hurt. Preacher, I'm hurt. And I'm heavy. And I need help. I got good news. Greatest helper I've ever met in my life will help you this morning. Because He's trying to get you fit so you'll fit up there. Father, I do love You and I do thank You for this morning. Thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for the power of God. Thank You for this morning, the righteousness of God. Lord, none of us in here, we know we're not righteous. Lord, we read the book and it says our righteousness is as filthy rags. But Lord, we try to strive for Your righteousness and do what You've called us to do, that we may have peace and that we may be full of the Holy Ghost and have joy in it, Father. Lord, I'm asking this morning for the one this morning that knows they're stumbling and they're falling. Bank account's full. Family's doing good. Bills are paid. Life's just good. Father, deep down, where no man can see but the man Christ Jesus, deep down in that soul, deep down they know they've stumbled. If they don't get to the place where help is, they're going to surely fall. Lord, it's one thing to stumble. Father, when we fall, everybody sees it. Whoever that man, woman, boy, or girl this morning stumbled, Lord, I pray they get a hold of it before they fall. To get a hold of You. Father, I pray this morning for the one that's lost, the one that's out of the will, Your will. When they leave this place, they can have joy in the Holy Ghost. I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.